Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Holding your nose. Come on outside.
Oh. Will you tell me what's the matter?
Look.
Oh, Oliver, congratulations. You're a father.
Lisa.
Aren't you going to give me a cigar, Dad?
The only thing I'm going to give you...
We better take care of them.
The mother will take care of them.
Well, she's probably still in the hospital. Do you think you ought to send her some flowers, Oliver?
Yes, that would be a nice thing to do.
Oh, and you better go into Drucker's and get some bottles and nipples and get the formula from the doctor and...
Lisa, they're chickens. Put them in the oven.
That's a nice thing to do to your own children. Fricassee them.
I'm not going to fricassee... No, just put them near the stove to keep them warm.
Then you do care.
You're a good man. You don't pay much, but you're a good man.
Lisa, did you...
Now you woke the kids up.
Oh, look, that's the silliest thing I ever heard of.
Wait till you hear this. This is to give the chicks a bath in.
You can't bathe them.
Oh, you want to raise them up to be hippies.
Great. Then we'll have a couple of hip chicks.
Out!
I need him. He's going to take them for a walk after their bath.
Lisa, don't you understand? They're chickens. You don't raise chickens like children.
Chickens do.
Chickens do.
That's what Mrs. Douglas said.
I know!
Then why are you getting mad?
Because the...
When do you know so much about how to raise chickens?
Because for the last couple of months, I've been thinking about raising chickens.
Uh-oh.
What is that supposed to mean?
That means you're gonna do it again, but this time with chickens.
Look, Eb...
Every time you think about doing something on the farm, it's the start of another catastrophe, like your corn catastrophe, the wheat catastrophe, and all those other to-whom-it-may-concern catastrophes.
Eb, I don't need
you... I think it's a big mistake to go into chicken farming.
Out! And this time I mean it.
Yes, sir.
Oliver, why don't you listen to Eb?
Why should I listen to a stupid kid?
Well, guess whose generation Gab is showing?
Lisa, there's a lot of money in raising chickens. As a matter of fact, Mr. Kimball promised to bring me some of those Department of Agriculture pamphlets on the subject.
Here you are, Mr. Douglas. These are the pamphlets you requested on raising chickens.
My name is Douglas.
Then why'd you ask for the pamphlets?
I didn't ask for no pamphlets.
Just a second. I remember distinctly... Well, I don't remember distinctly. But I remember his wife, Gladys, distinctly. Yeah, she was a tall girl with... No, she was a short girl with... Did you ever meet her, Mr. Douglas?
I told you I ain't Douglas.
You're not?
No, I'm Fred Ziffel.
Are you sure?
I ought to know who I am.
Yeah, I guess you should. Who are you?
I'm Fred Ziffel.
Then what are you doing with Mr. Douglas' pamphlets?
Kimmel.
Hi, Mr. Ziffel.
Look, I'm not Mr. Ziffel.
That's strange. The other fellow said his name wasn't Douglas, and you say your name isn't Ziffel? What are you people trying to pull?
Look, Mr. Kimball, I've been expecting you.
To do what?
To bring over those pamphlets.
Oh, is that why you came over?
Yes, that's why I came over.
Well, thanks a lot for your trouble. And drop in anytime.
Mr. Kimball, the pamphlets.
Oh, yes. Thanks for them, too.
May I please have them?
Oh, why, certainly. Oh, by the way, what are you going to do with them?
I'm going to read them.
Why?
I'm going to raise chickens.
To be what?
What do you usually raise chickens to be?
Gee, I don't know. I never read the pamphlets.
Goodbye, Mr. Kimball.
Goodbye, Mr. Ziffel. Funny. Sure doesn't look like Mr. Ziffel.
How many chicks are you figuring on buying, Mr. Douglas?
I thought I'd start out with about 1,000.
Oh. You know, when you buy baby chicks, there are a lot of problems. First, you need a brooder house.
Yes, I know about that. I've already called Alf and Ralph to come over and partition off part of the barn.
Good. You'll need a heater for the brooder house, too. You see, normally young chicks sit under their mother to keep warm. But if you have 1,000 chicks, you either need a brooder or an awful big mother.
I'm aware of that.
Hey, maybe you could borrow my brother's brooder. It used to be my mother's brooder, but she gave the brooder to my brother because my mother had another brooder. And I didn't have another brother who needed a brooder.
Are you finished?
Yes, sir. Unless you'd like to hear about my sister with the blister.
Hello, Dad.
Hello. Now, we're going to need some water in the brooder, so I thought what we would do, we would take some... Lisa, would you mind keeping those things quiet?
You heard your father. No more peeping. I just wanted to ask Abby if he'd take the kids for some air.
Sure. Where's the baby carriage?
I left it outside the back door.
Yes, ma'am.
A baby carriage?
But it isn't really a baby carriage. It's the wheelbarrow, but I fixed it up. I put some ribbons on the handles.
That's fine.
Oliver, do you mind if I turn on the TV?
Yes, I've got...
But I want to watch Tomorrow Will Be Brighter. It's my favorite soap opera.
Lisa, I'm up to...
I don't know why they call it a soap opera. I've been watching it for 2 months, and nobody ever took a bus.
Lisa, I'm trying to...
It's about this woman who is in love with two men. One is a jockey, and the other one is sick all the time. But she can't tell which is which, because yesterday she dropped one of her contact lenses in her soup.
May I?
Where are we going?
We are not going anywhere. You are going out. And don't come back.
They just wanted to say bye-bye to Papa.
I want you to build me a brooder house.
In here?
No, not in here.
Oh, good. For a moment, I thought you might want us to destroy the magnificent work we did to make this room the palatial, whatever it is.
It's supposed to be a bedroom, and I'll discuss that with you when you finish building the brooder house.
If that's what you want, he come to the right people, didn't he, Ralph?
He sure did. What's a brooder house?
Now, look.
Where's your sense of humor, Dal?
Will you keep your hands off of me?
I'll try, but it won't be easy.
Now, where do you want us to build this, what's the name of it again?
A brooder house. Maybe I better get somebody else.
Will you stop worrying, Mr. Douglas? We specialize in building, whatever you call those.
They're called boodle houses.
No, brutal house, Buddha house?
Buddha house? Oh, sorry, we don't build religious structures.
How big do you want this bruisel house?
Big enough for 1,000 chicks.
Oh, then we'll have to figure out how many square feet we'll need. Have you got the slide rule, Alf?
I'll need 960 square feet. You'll have to partition off part of the barn. I want to move some walls. Wait, I made a sketch here. There you are.
This won't work.
Why not?
Well, the ceiling's on the ground and the floor is up in the air.
You've got it upside down.
Oh, so that's what a bugle house looks like.
Yes, I want you to build one for me. Now, how long will it take to finish it?
Let me see the slide rule, Ralph.
I'll tell you how long it will take. I want it finished in 1 week.
Boy, Precious is sure in a bad mood. He didn't even kiss me goodbye.
Oh, Mr. Drucker?
Be right there.
Hi, folks.
Hiya.
Oh, Mr. Drucker, what's the matter?
I was just watching today's episode of Tomorrow Will Be Brighter.
Oh, I missed it. What's his name wouldn't let me watch. Did the woman find her contact lens in the soup?
Yeah, but one of the noodles scratched it.
How could a noodle scratch it?
Well, maybe it wasn't cooked enough.
Anyway, she could hardly read the letter she got from her boyfriend.
The jockey?
No, the one that was sick all the time. He wrote her to tell her he was running off with this lady druggist. He didn't really love her. It was the only way he could figure to get his medicines at a discount.
Mr. Drucker, if you don't mind, I'd like to order
A minute. I want to find out what's going to happen to that poor woman.
Oh, things are going to get worse. Much worse. Some nut talked her into raising chickens. Well, Mr. Douglas, what can I do for you?
I came in to order some baby chicks.
You're going to raise chickens in the face of that poor woman?
Yes, I am, right in her face. I want about 1,000 of them.
You sure you don't want to wait till tomorrow's episode and see how that poor woman makes out?
No.
1,000 chicks. You want them straight run or sexed?
Sexed.
Why do you need sexy chickens?
Not sexy, sexed. You see, at the hatchery, they have these experts who determine whether the chicks are male or female.
Well, why do you have to know that?
I'm a busybody.
It seems to me you don't need an expert to find that out. All you have to do is put all the chickens together, and the ones that wing are the boy chickens, and the ones they wing at are the girl chickens.
I'd like white leghorns.
Yes, sir.
And I'll need a brooder.
Why buy one? Maybe you can borrow Eb's brother's brooder. It was his mother's brooder, but she gave the brooder to Eb's brother because his mother had another brooder. And
I heard all about Eb's brooder's brother. Breeder's brother. Brooder.
Did you hear about his sister with a blister?
Mr. Drucker, will you just order the chicks for me?
Yes, sir. And the brooder?
Please.
How about some feeders? This is a feeder.
Are we going to feed them fedders?
No. This feeder is made by fedders. In fact, it's the finest feeder fedders makes, and fedders feeders are the leaders among feeders.
Well, what do you need that for?
Well, this is what the chicks eat out of.
Well, we don't need those. We got an extra set of china.
Have we got enough silverware?
Well, we could use a few more spoons.
Just order the feeders and anything else you think we might need. Thank you. Now, come on, Lisa.
Are we going home?
No. I thought it would be nice if we could stop by and see if there's anything we could do for Eb's sister's blister. What was that? Oh, it's you, Mr. Haney.
At your service, Mr. Douglas.
Member of the Friars Club.
It's a play on words.
Oh, well, thanks for letting me see it.
Well, now that I've brought a little levity into your life, may I have your check or money order for $50?
For what?
The Haney Chicken Raising Kit, which contains all of the essentials for starting your own chicken farm.
I don't need any of your essentials.
Now, may I introduce you to the egg-making team of Raoul and Vera? You probably saw them on the Ed Sullivan Show years ago when they was the stars of Chuckawalla's Chickens.
I suppose they were a dance team?
No, they was an ice skating act. They'd still be with Chuckawalla, but while Vera was doing her famous imitation of Sonia Heine, she sprained her ankle, and the doctor said she could never ice skate anymore.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, but the show must go on. So while Vera was convalescing, she learned to play the piano.
What? Look, I don't,
Play something for Mr. Douglas, Vera.
What the...
She sure has a great beat for Mozart.
Yeah, look, I don't need a chicken act.
Neither did anybody else. That's why Raoul and Vera were forced to return to their native craft of egg laying. From their eggs are hatched the most beautiful chicks in the world.
I've already ordered 1,000 chicks for Mr. Drucker.
Well, having chicks is one thing, but getting them to lay eggs, that's another. That's why you'll need this. The Haney egg-laying inducing machine.
The egg-laying inducing?
Protected by the U.S. patent number 16543728.
Look, I...
-8. Now, this machine works on the principle that if you don't work, you don't eat. May I demonstrate?
Is there any way to prevent you?
No. Now, the hen, or as we call her, the layee, sits here at the top of the machine. Now, when she lays an egg, it drops down through this funnel and proceeds down this series of troughs, and the egg is sized and candled while in full motion. When the egg reaches the bottom, it hits this lever, which rings a bell. This is a signal to her partner, Raoul. It's a signal for him to pull that string, and that releases chicken feed for her from this feed bin.
I can't believe it.
That's what they said at the U.S. Patent Office when they first saw it. Now, to start the egg production, first we have to prime the machine. Now, for this, we use a golf ball. You ready, Raoul? The golf ball has just been candled. Now that the cycle has started, the hen knows that she's got to lay an egg in order to get food.
Why doesn't she just drop another golf ball down there?
Ooh, that would be cheating. Now, if you just be patient, Vera will start her egg production any moment. You better avert your eyes. Vera's a little shy.
Mr. Haney, we could stand here all day and nothing...
Raoul, how many times have I told you never pull a string on a broken egg?
Thank you, Mr. Haney.
Then you're interested in making a purchase?
I'll take 3 golf balls.
Raoul, when you cut that out, Vera's eating up all the overhead.
Yeah, the boozer house is all finished, Mr. Douglas.
It's not a boozer house.
You'll love it, Precious.
And don't call me
You're blushing.
Just took us 5 days, like you said.
Of course, we had to work overtime. It's going to cost you a little more than you figured.
How much?
You got the slide rule, Alf?
Never mind that. Just show me what you've done.
I'm sure it's going to thrill you to the cockles of your black little heart.
Well, let me be the judge of that. I want to see...
Ralph, you were supposed to tell him about the chicken wire.
No, you were supposed to tell him about it.
You hammerheads! What did you put that there for?
Well, that's to keep the chickens from getting out of the brooder house.
Yeah, the brooder house. Where is it?
You're standing in it.
Yeah, it runs from the chicken wire to the back wall of the barn, from that wall to that wall.
I didn't want you to use the whole barn.
Well, it's the only way we can make a 980 square feet like you want it.
Oh, Alf.
That'll be $4,000.
For what? Some chicken wire?
Oh, I forgot about the chicken wire. That's another $44.
I'm not going to pay you a cent.
After all the work we did clearing out the barn, removing the cow stall.
Yeah, what? Where's Eleanor?
We put her up in Ev's room.
What? How did you get her up there?
It wasn't easy.
Well, get her down.
Oliver, Mr. Drucker called the chicks out at his store.
Yeah, and your brooder and everything else you ordered are there, too.
This place isn't ready. Oh, all right, we'll use it.
That'll be $4,000.
Ab, take my car and go to Drucker's and pick up the chicks.
Oh, I don't have to get them. I told Mr. Drucker to give the head chick your address and tell the other chicks to follow him.
Yeah. Get the chicks.
Yes.
And don't forget his checkbook.
You're not getting paid anything.
Why not?
Look where they put Eleanor.
Isn't that nice? Now she has a room of her own.
Yeah. You see this thermometer?
What'd you say?
I say, do you see this thermometer?
Just a second, I can't hear you. Would you chicks keep quiet? Now, what were you saying?
You see the thermometer here on the brooder?
Yes, sir.
The temperature has to be kept at 90 degrees. So I want you to keep an eye on it. And if it drops below that, you call me, no matter what time of day or night it is.
George. Misha. Boris.
Lisa, what are you doing?
I'm giving the chicks names.
No, what was I saying?
Some crazy thing about me watching the temperature all day and all night.
No, you don't have to watch all night. We'll take turns. You watch for 4 hours and I'll watch for 4 hours.
Where am I supposed to sleep when I'm off watch?
Up in your room.
Huh. Eleanor's got my room.
You take the first watch.
Happened to the hooter on the breeder? Brooder on the hooter. Well, it isn't working. The light went out and the temperature's dropping.
Oh. How are the chicks?
Not so good. They're all standing around, shivering and coughing.
Oh, they'll get pneumonia.
Oliver, do something.
What can we do?
Well, you're not very good in a crisis.
A crisis?
I always thought it was croesus.
Whatever it is, we've got to find some way to keep those chicks warm.
Leave it to a woman. Turn the blanket up too high.
No, about halfway will be all right.
This sure was good thinking, Mrs. Douglas. You sure are a lot smarter than Mr. Douglas.
Oh, we would have thought of it eventually.
Are you going to use this room for the brooder house from now on?
Oh, no. They go back to the barn just as soon as I get Mr. Drucker to replace that defective brooder. Mr. Drucker?
Coming.
Mr. Drucker, I've got a very...
Doggone. That program gets sadder every day.
Oh, I missed it again. What happened to the poor woman today?
Never mind. I've got my own problems.
Not like hers. Remember I told you about that fellow who was sick all the time and left her, and she was going to start a chicken farm? Well, she ordered a bunch of chicks, and the very first night something happened to the brooder. The chicks were all going to get pneumonia. But do you know what she did?
She brought them all into the bedroom and put them under the electric blanket.
Oh, you saw the program.
No, I didn't. Lisa, did you get the idea from the...
No, I didn't. I didn't see the program.
Well, then how would you know
I... I guess all women think alike in a crisis.
Crisis?
I always thought it was crisis.
Look, Mr. Drucker, the brooder went off last night. It's defective.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'll replace it, but it'll take about a week.
A week? What am I going to do with the chicks in the meantime?
You've got the same problem as the poor woman. I wonder how she's going to get out of it.
Yes, I wonder. Sarah, I want the Columbia Broadcasting System in New York. Yes, I want to talk to the poor woman who's the star of Tomorrow Will Be Brighter.
Thank you.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.